Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette police arrest two after drugs, cash found in pickup. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A traffic stop turned into a drug bust Saturday morning after Gillette police found meth, marijuana, and thousands in cash inside a parked truck. Officers were called to College Park Circle to check on a suspicious Ford pickup left running in the street. Inside, they found 48-year-old Billy Terhune and a 46-year-old passenger. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the passenger admitted to carrying a used syringe and was also found with a small bag of marijuana. It was also discovered he had a Crook County warrant. A search of the truck uncovered 21 grams of methamphetamine, six syringes containing meth, mushroom gummies, and about $5,000 in cash. Terhune now faces multiple felony charges, including possession with intent to distribute, felony possession of meth and liquid meth, and marijuana possession. Both of the men were arrested and taken into custody without incident. Sublette County divided as wolf cruelty case moves toward trial. The indictment of Cody Roberts, accused of tormenting an injured wolf last year, is once again thrusting Sublette County into the national spotlight and reopening wounds in the small Wyoming community. According to Wildfile, Roberts allegedly struck the wolf with a snowmobile, taped its jaws shut, and brought it to a local bar before the animal was killed. He initially faced only a $250 fine, sparking outrage worldwide. A grand jury has now charged him with felony animal cruelty. Locals remain split. Resident Carrie DeWitt told reporters, "Cody is not a psychopath. He did something incredibly stupid while drunk, but the threats against his family are just as bad." Others, like longtime resident Rick John Chamberlain, says Robert has a history of mocking injured animals. "It's messed up," he said, though he questioned whether jail time is warranted. County Attorney Clayton Milinkovich insisted politics played no role in the indictment. He said, "Part of my job is to prosecute all crimes that occur in Sublette County. The trial could again draw national attention, and with it, more scrutiny on the community." That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.